Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
There's a beautiful church in Guggen Barra in Cork. It's really an oratory. It only holds, St. Finbarra's oratory, it only holds about 40 people, but it's very, very popular for weddings, and it's a special place, as it was for Elizabeth Villa and Anthony McSweeney, who got married last week, basically less than a week ago. It's this is near Ballingeary in the Muskerry Gaeltacht. And Elizabeth Villa and Anthony McSweeney are on the line. Elizabeth, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
You're an American lady who's married an Irish man.
Yes, a very lucky lady.
Congratulations. This nearly didn't happen last week. Tell us, when you were looking at the weather forecast, it was Thursday you got married, was it? Was the plan?
Yes. Yeah, so we knew that there was going to be some weather headed our way, and, you know, that's expected. But I think we were holding out hope that, you know, maybe it'd clear for the 20 minutes we'd need to get over there. So when it didn't, we kind of just accepted it, and, you know, it was more fun than we could have anticipated.
Had you heard of the Child of Prague before you came to this lovely country of ours?
So I had heard about it, I'd say about a year ago when we were starting to plan the wedding, and I'd seen pictures before, so I actually searched for one back home to bring over with me, which I did, and as you can tell, it did not work for us, but he was there, so.
So there you were, nervous, and Anthony's on the line as well, I hope, Anthony. I know you're at Dublin Airport, aren't you? You're about to board a flight, so thank you very much for chatting. Anthony, tell us what happened on the Thursday morning. A storm, Amy washes in, and this lovely church is on the banks of a bank of water.
Yeah, it was. Well, still is now, hopefully, if it hasn't stolen away. But we went down there the Wednesday night. Just to have a little meet up with the family to have a dinner, and it was actually a beautiful day driving down, so we're half hoping that we might be in the clear. But then Thursday morning we saw all the rain. It's actually funny, me and the groomsmen, we went for a little run that morning as well and got drenched in the rain and the wind.
Fair play.
So straight away we knew it was going to be a tough day. So it wasn't really till around 1 when we knew how bad it was. We were making jokes about it all morning about getting a tractor running across the fields, but as soon as Paul Sean came in the door and looked at me in the eyes and said, yeah, this is not looking great at the moment, fully realised what was happening.
Because Elizabeth, you're in your bridal suite getting ready for the day, you look out the window and what do you see?
We just saw it was flooding, and at one point we saw a boat that was chained up float across the lake there, and you know, I was just up there. Either you laugh about it or you cry, and we chose to laugh in the moment. So it was wonderful. And
hopefully, you know, you had a lovely short dress planned. There wasn't going to be a problem now that the church was surrounded by water, but you didn't. You had a spectacular dress.
Yes, there was quite a train on it. So, you know, not an easy one, but it did not get super wet, which we're very thankful for.
Explain the reason, the importance. There's a legal issue too, isn't there? Because you registered to get married in a certain place and where you're going to sign the documents that go into the green folder. You needed pretty much to be legally married in this church, didn't you, on that day?
Yes. Yeah, so there was little that we could do there. So we did the vows over in the church there and then did the rest in the hotel.
How do you get to the church?
Sorry.
Sorry, you're in an airport. Is Anthony, maybe Anthony's failed to tell us that.
Sorry, we're actually, we're boarding the gate now at the moment.
You're boarding the plane. Quickly. They take forever to do that, don't you worry. Tell us how you actually got before you get on the plane. How did you get into the church if it's surrounded by water?
Yeah, so we had an amazing Neil, who was the manager of Guggen Barra, who they had a Jeep Defender attached. Did like 5 or 6 kind of almost ferry rides to get everyone across. It was a mad scramble anyway.
That's the Guggen Barra Hotel. So they had a Defender Jeep, got everybody in.
Yeah.
And you just got the business done there and went back to the hotel to say a mass in the hotel. Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened. So we had just a media family of like 20 or so in the church. And then we made it back across, thankfully, and then had the more of the ceremony then in the church or then the hotel itself.
Where are you going to at the moment, by the way? You're flying to Boston?
Yeah, we're flying to Boston because that's where Elizabeth's from. So we're doing like a day 2 kind of celebration over there and there on Sunday.
God, it has to be dragged out, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially this wedding. But hopefully it'll be a calmer experience and weather over there.
How, How did you get to know each other? Was she here or were you over in America?
So, she was over here. We actually met online on Bumble. Elizabeth was working with L'Arche, your organization, around Ireland, but she was based in Cork. So they work with people with disabilities. They kind of like live in-house with them. So I think I met her probably like 1 month or 2 months into her being here. So I quickly stole her away from everyone else.
How many dates in were when you knew what you knew?
I'd say even just the first one straight away.
Really?
I think the whole, we met like say on the Tuesday, and that weekend myself, I was flying off the bus or off to America. So we quickly got in like 3 days. We went to like the airport the night before I left. So like watching everything. So made the most of it.
You crammed in the 3 dates. Fair play to you.
We did.
It's a lovely story. How long ago was that?
So that's about over 3 years ago now.
It's only 3 years. That's pure love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, thank you both so much. And safe travels off to Boston. I'll let you go because I'm stressed myself thinking of to get on the plane. Elizabeth Villa and Anthony McSweeney, congratulations.
Thank you.